7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Again, my name is Tobe. It's shortly after 1930 UTC. You're listening to me on Anon Radio. I can't imagine why. That's a choice you made. You might be asking, Tobe, what's on the agenda for the Dubious Goals Committee meeting today? And the fact of the matter is, I have no idea. I don't even know where the agenda is. The secretary was supposed to have it finished an hour ago and slid under my door. I don't know where she put it. The secretary of the Dubious Goals Committee, of course, being my cat. And, well, what can you expect? There was a fly in the house. A fly got in the house somehow. And we haven't been able to get any work done because, well, the cat's just chasing that thing all over the place. Man, it's a riot. Jumping up in the air, trying to get that thing, trying to clap it between her two front paws. Whap, whap, whap. It's a great deal of entertainment for me and the cat. I don't like flies, but I'm just going to let the cat chase this one around. It's better than her sitting in front of the door. It's been cooler lately, so I've had the door open. And now she sits in front of the screen door. And moths outside are attracted to the light indoors, and what happens, of course? Yes, the moths come and land on the screen of the screen door, and the cat then is climbing up the screen, shredding the screen to pieces. Actually, the screen's not that bad yet, but oh boy, if those moths get too close, then she starts grabbing and snagging her claws in the screen. She actually got stuck a couple nights ago, and she started freaking out, so I had to run in there and unhook her claw from the screen, and it was a big deal. But we're not here to talk about my cat today. This isn't the cat show. We'll have more cat shows, but not today. I don't even remember what I was talking about earlier. I was thinking about something. I wasn't talking about it. I guess I was talking to myself about it. Nobody else was listening, to the best of my knowledge. Why didn't I record it, or why didn't I write this down? I do not know. It does not occur to me to do such things, but regardless. I got to admit to some real nerdy stuff right now, and that nerdy stuff is that I used to build rockets. And when I say I used to build rockets, I don't mean the little model rockets that you probably are familiar with. I'm talking about some pretty big rockets. If you remember back to your childhood or high school or whatever context in which you first encountered model rocketry, you may remember that the biggest motor was a D. I like to build rockets in the J and up range. Well, sometimes there's an I motor that I really like, the I-211. It's so cute. It's so small. makes you want to put a cat in orbit. Not that I would ever do that. But what was I? Oh yeah. So yeah, I'm one of those dorks. And building rockets is expensive. And post 9/11. It's such a hassle that it's just not worth doing anymore. So I have these giant rockets laying around in my house that are so big that I can't stand them up because I only have like 9-foot ceilings, I think. And I used to belong to this rocket club. And this was a rocket club that was guys like me who were doing high power stuff. And it was also a rocket club for people who are doing model stuff. So we had the whole range of Rocketeers, the whole kit and caboodle. And it was a lot of people. And the neat thing about this club is that they would have club projects. You know, everybody would work on their own stuff and do their own thing, but they would also do these big group projects that involved the whole club, and everybody would pitch in time and money and materials and expertise and pull off these rather large rockets that were a big deal. And I got involved with one of these projects, the Mercury Redstone project. And what this was we built a 1/3 scale model of the Mercury Redstone rocket that carried Alan Shepard into orbit. This was, I don't remember, in the 60s, somewhere. Look it up. I'm not the history guy, I'm the ballistics guy. So, when I say a 1/3 scale model, you think about that too. This is still a big rocket. This is, 33 feet tall. This is 10 meters tall. This is a monster. And so we got a bunch of money together and we started building this thing, and we built the airframe out of sonotubes, which are those big cardboard tubes that you pour concrete pylons with. And, build an airframe, a lot of wood, a lot of plywood, a lot of 2x4s. And me and Doug, we were responsible for building the main bulkhead, the one that keeps the motor from shooting through the front of the rocket. Oh, and we overbuilt that thing. You've never seen anything so over-engineered in your lifetime. So, we couldn't be held responsible for anything going wrong. I mean, this was it was the most beautiful forward bulkhead you've ever seen. And we were going to power this rocket with a P motor. That's P as in Papa. P as in pizza. And if you're not unfamiliar with the letter designations of rocket motors, that big, fat, thick rocket motor that you used when you were a kid, that D motor, you might remember that the other motors you had were A, B, and C. For every letter, the power doubles. So as a B motor is twice as powerful as an A motor. And a C motor is twice as powerful as a B motor. A D motor is twice as powerful as a C motor. And we could go through the entire alphabet, but I think you can see where this is going. By the time you get up to P, P as in Papa, P as in pee your pants when this thing goes off, we're talking about a big motor. How big? It wasn't quite as tall as I am. I'm about 6 feet tall, just a little bit shy. This motor was 5.5 feet tall, and it was 6.5 inches in diameter. And it took a couple of people to carry, and it was packed full of our favorite ammonium perchlorate rocket fuel, solid rocket fuel, the same solid rocket fuel that is used in the solid rocket boosters for the space shuttle. It's good stuff. You want something to go fast, that's what you use. Yeah, you can help me. Give me some more rocket fuel. Yeah, give me the number of the rocket fuel people. Okay, let's put that down. We're all tired of that, aren't we? Oh boy, so yeah, we spend about a year building this thing, and it's huge, and we've got people involved from all over the place. It's not just our club. We've got some guys from Minnesota involved. We got some guys over in Iowa involved building us specialized parts. And we got the guy who built the motor. He's from who knows where else, and he's bringing it up and blah, 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 blah. The day finally comes to launch this rocket. And we take it to the big, there's a big annual launch every year for nutcases who are into rocketry, and we took it to this thing. It's the big, I don't know what to equate it to. It's the Nationals, you know. It's the big gig. It's the big dance. It's the big fire. And it's out in the middle of nowhere in Argonia, Kansas, okay? And it's not even in Argonia, Kansas. You know, it's a few miles out of Argonia, Kansas in some, you know, plowed fields. There's nothing for miles around, which is what you want to happen for flying giant rockets that are questionable at best. And so we get down there, and we meet up with everybody, and we got to spend days getting this thing ready. We're putting it all together, and while we're there, there's a crew from the Discovery Channel filming all of this. And so if this story sounds familiar to you, it's because you've seen it on Discovery Channel. I haven't played it in a long time, because this was back in the who knows whenevers, but like I said, if it sounds familiar, yeah. If you live in Argonia, Kansas, and you remember the photograph on the front page of the paper, yeah, that was us. Yeah, give me the phone number too. Nowhere. All right, so, you know, we're flying rockets and blah, blah, blah. It's all fun. We put a bunch of electronics in it. We got the chutes on it. The whole plan is we're going to put this giant motor in it, and we got all the electronics in it. And this thing's going to go up, and once it hits apogee, somebody's going to push a button, and this thing's going to come apart in about 5 pieces, and a bunch of parachutes are going to pop out, and this thing's going to float gently down to Earth. And so we were all put on teams to go track certain parts of the rocket, and I was the guy to had to find the capsule. Me and Doug, we were okay, you guys find the capsule because Kai wants it back. Yeah, if you've ever heard of Kai Michelson, and you've probably seen him on the Discovery Channel a few times, he's the guy who builds rocket powered wheelchairs and rocket powered backpacks and rocket powered roller skates and rocket powered snowmobiles and rocket powered baby carriages. This guy, they call him Rocket Man. He named his son Buddy Rocket Man Michelson. He might be crazy, but he's one of the coolest guys I've ever met. He's insane. He will look for any excuse to put a rocket motor on anything. Maybe you saw his special on the Discovery Channel where he put the rocket motor on an outhouse. Yeah, that was him and a guy named Bruce, who was the president of our club. And these guys are nutcases. Which you can see why I'm in a club with these people. So we're down in Argonia, Kansas. It's a million billion degrees, but it's super dry. Oh, and we found this great teppanyaki restaurant, me and Doug did, in town. That's a different story altogether. And these waitresses, oh my God. So the day comes. To make things even more, pathos? Is pathos the word I'm looking here? We're going to build some pathos. So, like I mentioned earlier, this giant rocket is a scale model of Alan Shepard's vehicle. And so, was it his daughter or was it his granddaughter? It must have been his daughter. Somehow somebody got a hold of Alan Shepard's daughter to come down and be the launch mistress for this historic launch. Because this is going to be the biggest model rocket ever launched. It's a big deal. There's news crews there. The Discovery Channel there. What's her name? Somebody Shepherd. I can't think of it now. But if you see the Discovery Channel special, you'll see it. She comes down to push the button, and the moment arrives. The big countdown, people. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They push the button, and what happens? That's right. The rocket blows up. Kaboom. There's giant blue flames. The motor explodes. It just splits down the side, we saw later. And I'm standing, you know, 300 feet away, and there's just this giant, huge blue flame comes shooting out the side, and the rocket just sort of cracks in half and falls to the ground, and crap is burning, and there's chunks of shit flying around, and it was awesome. And in a way, I was disappointed in a way, but in a way, I was really happy because there was some sketchy stuff going on that I didn't like. And There's some dangerous things going on. So this is kind of the best thing that could have happened. Severe motor failure. We call it a CATO. C-A-T-O. A catastrophic failure. Push the button, go boom. Before we had... We launched it. And we were in the final stages of setting it up. I was standing there right at ground zero. And then, you know, below the nozzle of the rocket motor, it's just bare earth, right? So I reached in my pocket and I just had some pocket full of change. I had maybe 5 or 6 coins, a quarter, some nickels, pennies, dimes maybe, you know. And I just threw it on the ground right there, right underneath the nozzle. And Doug said something like, what are you doing? You're never going to find that. It's not going to do anything, blah, 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 whatever. Well, after the thing blew up, I went back I wanted to see the hole in the ground. And yes, there was a hole. It was 2 feet deep, and it was conical, and it was about, no, not quite 4 feet, call it 3 feet, maybe a meter or a little bit more in diameter, and about 2 feet deep or about 60 centimeters. It was pretty awesome. And I did find some of those coins, and they were a little charred, they were a little dirty, and they were a little messed up, and I still have them. It's one of the funnier bits of pocket change I have.
عائلاتكم تحتاجكم. عودوا إلى بيوتكم بأمان. ضعوا أسلحتكم وارفضوا أوامر نظام القذافي الغير شرعية. أي أفعال عدوانية تقترفونها ضد من حولكم سنقابلها بقوة مميتة ولاي أذى يلحق بأبناء شعبكم لا تكونوا مشتركين في العدوان لحمايتكم ضعوا أسلحتكم وعودوا إلى بيوتكم سالمين
Your family needs you. Return home safely. Lay down your arms and refuse orders from your current illegitimate government. Any hostilities against coalition forces will be met with deadly force. Do not harm your fellow countrymen. Stop fighting. Abandon your equipment and weapons and return home safely.
الذي يأمر بانتهاء الأعمال العدائية في بلدكم إذا قررت ترك الميناء فستعرض نفسك للهجوم والتدمير فورا ولحمايتكم لا تتركوا الميناء
Libyan ship or vessel, remain anchored. Do not leave port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you attempt to leave port, you will be attacked and destroyed immediately. For your own safety, do not leave port.
اتركوا مواقعكم فورا وارجعوا الى الميناء. نظام القذافي ينتهك قرار الامم المتحدة الذي يأمر بانتهاء الاعمال العدائية في بلدكم. اذا تركت الموقع ورجعت الى الميناء فسوف لا تعرض نفسك للهجوم والتدمير. ولحمايتكم ارجعوا الى الميناء فورا
Leave your position immediately and return to port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you leave now and return to port, no harm will come to you. For your own safety, return to port now.
I want to relax, please.
Okay.
Will you register?
darling.
Would you like something cool to drink? Something new?
And we're back. I'd like to thank everybody, first of all, for putting up with that extended musical interlude. But while you were away, or while I was away, while we were listening to that music, I took that opportunity to run into the other room and check the scores on the playoff games for the UEFA Champions League. And it's all good news. And these are all the celebratory noises of a very happy Shakhtar Donetsk fan. Because Shakhtar Donetsk has made it through to the group stage. Yes, they have qualified for the Champions League once again. That doesn't happen often, but I'm super excited. Shakhtar Donetsk is my underdog team of all underdog teams. They're from Donetsk, Ukraine. And if you know anything about world politics today, there's one particular asshole, Vladimir Putin, who has recently invaded that country, and somebody needs to have their ass kicked, and I think I need to do it. Me and about 10,000 other Shakhtar Donetsk ultras need to, well, this isn't the violence, terrorism, and revolutionary show. This is the Tobe Show on and on radio. It's not even my show. I'm just the guy who is the spokesperson. Oh my god, I'm so happy. Shakhtar Donetsk. You know, ever since they were invaded, you know, they can't play at home because they're too busy fighting the goddamn Russians in Donetsk. And so they have to play their games and practice and live 600 miles away. Yeah, 600 miles, that's pretty far. You know, that's more than a state away if you're living in the United States. Hell, that'd be like my team in Omaha having to go to, well, not quite Denver, further than Denver, called Cheyenne, Wyoming? No? No, pretty much Chicago. Well, even further than that. It doesn't matter, but that should tell you about how great Shakhtar Donetsk is, duh. Oh, kicking ass and taking names. I'd like to personally thank Oleksandr Gladky for scoring the winning goal. Today was the second game. There was a tie, and a tie does not mean a draw. So Americans who think tie means, oh, the score is equal. No, in football, a tie means two games. And in the first game, Shakhtar Donetsk, I think they won that 1-0. And today they played Vienna again. And Donetsk went up in the 10th minute. They got another goal. So on aggregate, they were 2-0. And then Vienna came back, scored two goals. And so it was drawn up until, I'm checking the stats here. Oh, about the 30th minute. And then our boy Gladke netted the winning goal. Oh my God, I'm so happy. Oh, I want to drop F-bombs and tell Vladimir Putin off. Yeah, F you, Vladdy. Yeah, and how many Russian teams made it into the Champions League this year? And how many teams that Vladimir Putin supports made it into the Champions League this year? Well, the answer to that question will be left as an exercise to the listener. Go ahead and check the UEFA Champions League group stage. It's all seated up. Start counting Russian teams. I got a message for Vladdy. Vladdy, it doesn't do you any good to invade another country. It doesn't make your team any better. Vladdy Putin. I used to think that guy was cool. He started doing all these dick moves, and somebody's going to have to tell him, you know, that's a real dick move, invading Donetsk. You don't need the Crimea. And anybody who knows anything about fighting in the Crimea, put your cardigans on. Yeah, somebody go put a cardigan on Vladdy Putin. Oh my God. In other exciting Champions League news today, Valencia lost their game but went through on aggregate, making them the fifth Spanish team in the Champions League this season. And that's a record. That's the first time that five teams from any one country have made it in. England gets four teams in every once in a while, every other year, it seems like. Oh, Maccabees are in. Maccabi Tel Aviv beat Basel, Switzerland today, and I pretty much knew that was going to go down that way. So Maccabees are in. Dinamo Zagreb just trounced Skanderborg, but Skanderborg, they got a goal. So they got the honor goal. They're so close, and we might be seeing them again in the future. They're going to go down into Europa League, and we'll see what happens. Monaco was the team that beat Valencia today, but not by enough to go through, so they'll be going back down to Europa League, and they'll probably win it. I think they always do. Oh, Champions League, it's the greatest thing in the world. I'd like to tell you more about it, but we're running out of time. My name is Tobe. I'm the president and corrupt financial officer of the Dubious Goals Committee, who produces these fine broadcasts for your listening. I'm out of here. I'll talk to you tomorrow.